USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On TV this evening, CBS's 60 Minutes is looking into the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Leslie Stahl talked with the Minneapolis police chief about early statements from the department that were lies.
So as I understand it, there was something released to the press that George Floyd had resisted arrest and that he had, I'm going to read this, died, quote, after a medical incident during a police interaction.
That was preliminary information. That was absolutely an official police statement. However, that was not accurate.
So it makes you wonder that if there hadn't been that video that someone took on their phone, that would have been the end of it.
And that cuts to the very core of why we have distrust in our communities.
George Floyd's death has prompted international protests. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Latino man was shot and killed by a Los Angeles County deputy. Eyewitness 7 TV reporter Leanne Suter has the story.
My parents are completely destroyed.
Friends, family, and community members, you can see behind me here, are gathering for a vigil here near the scene where the 18-year-old was killed. They are demanding justice in a shooting that they say was completely unjustified.
I didn't even get to say goodbye to him, and it hurts me so much. I don't understand why they did this to him.
A heartbroken family demanding answers and an independent investigation after 18-year-old Andres Guardado was shot and killed by L.A. County Sheriff's deputies last night.
Why would a deputy shoot him 7 times behind his back? What a cowardly move is that? He couldn't even see the person that was going to shoot him.
Tensions erupting overnight after the deadly gunfire rang out in Gardena.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The family of a deceased rock star is not pleased that one of his songs was played by the Trump campaign at the rally in Tulsa. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Tom Petty's family issuing a statement before it was even over, objecting to the president's use of the song "I Won't Back Down" at the rally. A statement on the official Tom Petty Twitter account said, "Trump is in no way authorized to use this song to further a campaign that leaves too many Americans and common sense behind." A spokesman for the late rocker's family says they have sent the Trump campaign a cease and desist order. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
WPRI TV reporter Anita Buffoni says whether or not there's a pandemic, some people are determined to get out of the house and onto a beach at any cost.
Summer officially kicked off with beautiful weather, drawing thousands to Rhode Island's beaches. This morning, beach traffic started almost immediately on Route 1, heading toward Narragansett. Those at Scarborough State Beach were met with social distancing guidelines, but with so many trying to get the perfect spot on the sand, it left some beachgoers concerned.
The beach is totally crowded.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.